the bush be? Would that be a tall plant?
Well, fairly tall, yeah, a bush. It goes up maybe 4 or 5 feet, you know. Mm-hmm.
What would you call it if a fellow was in a country where there was brush and he took this off before he plowed?
Well, he'd have to go out and clear all that brush. You call it clear, turn that brush off that land. Uh-huh. So he could break it up. That's the way we word it. Clear that brush off so he can break it off. Uh-huh. Over here across the river, they got them blackjacks. You got to clear them blackjacks all off. They put goats in first.
Oh.
And clean that all out, that underbrush. Then you have to get them trees pulled out. You have to clear that land before you can farm.
Well, that's a chore.
Oh, you bet it's a chore. It's expensive, too. It sure is.
Oh, cheap land.
Get a bulldozer in, it costs you about $15 an hour to run that.
Why not?
It costs money.
You can't even get
it. Oh, you're in.
What do you call the groove that a plow cuts?
We call that the fur, you know. Uh-huh. They call it the fur. That's what I was calling.
I don't think I asked you how many times you could cut your hay here.
Well, alfalfa hay, and we have cut hives 5 times 1 year. We used to have 20 acres alfalfa. But this land always grows and don't have rain, grows it so fast. Uh-huh. We, 1 year, I remember we cut that alfalfa 5 times. I used to get tired. We wouldn't want to get doubles ready to cut again. One. We had to hammer by hand them days, you know.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you got balers and sweepers. We got stuff where it's easy to hammer it, you know.
Uh-huh.
We had to do it the old hard, slow way. You know.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, you got them mowers, you know, part of a tractor. Yeah. And they got them sweepers go right in that windrows at. And then come along to pick up baler and they go in there and pick it up and bail it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we didn't do it them days. Everything was hammered.
I was talking to a man down by Paul's Valley. He was out for an hour and 15 minutes, and he baled 389 bales of alfalfa.
Gosh, we've been baling many all day by now.
He drove this thing at 15, 20 miles an hour.
We used to be that old horse baler, we'd bail a couple hundred bales. That's a big day.
Well,
my goodness.
Risked losing a foot with it.
Oh, it's slow. That was slow.
What did you call these things? You'd cut it once, that would be your what?
Well, the next time be the second cut, and the third cut, and the fourth cut, and the fifth, just whatever cut, that's what we make.
Do the Germans call that anything else?
No, they call it the same way we do.
Second cut.
And then if they have time to sell, they say, I got a second cut, or a third cut, or a first cut, and that's why they advertise it.
Uh-huh. Which is worth most?
Well, I'd rather have about the second cut myself. I wouldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good second cut, I'd rather have about the second cut.
Oh, how did you put up your corn in the early days?
Well, I'll tell you what they done. Them days we used to list it with horses, the lister, and then we'd have a little sled, we'd sled it, and we'd cultivate it. And then whenever that corn was ripe, we'd take a team and we'd, in a wag, you know, we have one extra sideboard up there so we don't throw the corn over.
Uh-huh.
And we shuck that and throw it in that corn, we get a load and bring it up and throw in that corn crib.
Yes.
Did you ever cut the stalks and tie them together?
For feed, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's time when the corn maybe wasn't much good, we'd have to take corn and cut that and shock it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Put it in shock, you know, and then haul it in to feed.
Uh-huh. What did you do with your oats?
Well, we bind them, you know, and then we thrash them in them thrash machines and put them in the granary.
Uh-huh.
It's like wheat.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wouldn't want to go back them days again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I tell you, we that's day and night.
You live closer to home.
Oh, you couldn't go. And I'll tell you that, it's just work effort.
Yeah.
Oh, if I like I'm now, I couldn't make it.